We have been searching for several months now for a new executive director. We currently have Jay Marcotte and Pete Kaler as the two interim executive directors. Both have done a good job for us in that capacity, so we appreciate their efforts. And we are in the process of interviewing candidates. We've had two rounds of interviews, one here recently and one several months ago. So we're continuing to look and continuing to visit with folks. We've had some that have dropped out and some that we're still considering. So on the timetable, not sure how soon we're going to decide that we meet once or twice a month, but we are currently in the process of visiting with a couple of candidates right now. So, you know, it could be 30 or 60 days. It could be further on down the road. But, you know, Visma operations are running well with the efforts of Jay and Pete, and so I'm not in any hurry to get that role filled at this point, you know, until we find the right person.
It's a great luxury to have that kind of staff in place.
It is. It is. They've done a great job for us. Pete has previously been involved in the operations of Visma and the landfill, and Jay Marcotte's got a lot of that experience also. He's been involved with you know, some of the day-to-day operations also with it. And so collectively they've done a good job. And so it gives us the luxury to take our time and to interview the folks. The landfill that we have at Twin Oaks on Highway 30, the new landfill, is state-of-the-art facility. It's probably one of the best ones in the country. So we want to make sure that we find the right fit and find someone that's going to work well with both entities, the City of Bryan, City of College Station, and work with the board at Visma and you know, provide the quality services that our citizens in Bryan College Station and our citizens that we service outside of Brazos County demand.
If you could talk about the level of experience that your candidate pool has and, if possible, how many have been interviewed locally and how many from around the region.
Sure. We have interviewed probably less than 10 applicants in-house. We have talked to several over the phone, and we have looked at literally hundreds of applications from all various backgrounds, you know, that some are just business backgrounds, some are retired executives, some are, you know, quite a few have had backgrounds in landfill operations, landfill management. Some have worked for some of the large waste corporations and landfill management corporations. And so you've got various backgrounds and expertise in some of the candidates that we've talked to, and you know, a lot of them have different ideas of how things can be run and better ideas, you know, and have seen you know, some of them have come from larger landfill operations, and so it's a little bit different than what we have here, and some from smaller. So you know, quite pleased with the applicant pool that we've received, but sometimes can be overwhelming too, because there's quite a few qualified individuals that are seeking the position.
You've mentioned already a couple of times how happy you are, at least at one member of the board, with how things are operating right now. Has that been posed before the board, just to keep the organizational structure you have now?
We're happy with the interim positions that we have right now with Pete and Jay. Now, whether we've really discussed it or not, that hasn't really come to the forefront. If, you know, that's always a consideration, but you know, right now we're kind of looking at the candidates at hand that have applied for it, and you know, if sometime in the future the board decides to go back and look at that path, that's something we can sure do.
I know there's more going on in addition to hiring a new executive director. What's an update on the possibility of getting methane gas out of the Rock Prairie landfill?
Well, in a joint collaboration between Bryan, Texas Utilities, BTU, and the City of College Station Electric Department, we're going to be jointly working on that project together to extract the methane gas from the Rock Prairie landfill, and hopefully we can, you know, make a few dollars off the methane gas. I mean, there's been estimates as much as, you know, $10,000 to $40,000 a month that could be brought into Visma for the uses of the methane gas. So that's exciting news for the community. Instead of just burning it off, you know, we'll be capturing it, but we did decide here recently to do a joint venture with BTU and with College Station Electric together in unison in partnership on the collaboration of extracting the methane gas.